Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you guys, namely you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to be over there in just a moment, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and Bradley Dean. Again, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I got some audio to play for you. I want to let you know what's going on and who's allowing the things to take place in this country as to the direction they're going today. Who is it that's responsible? I want to take you to America's leaders, America's representatives, and I want you to hear firsthand the audio that's coming out of their mouths, not just big, bad Barack Hussein Obama, but I'm going to go back into 2007 where George W. Bush visited the Islamic Center of Washington to rededicate the mosque on its 50th anniversary. I'm going to let you listen to just a little bit of that audio just to show you how this works, friends. This has been in the works for a long time. And I just want to say this on a positive note. Had the people not departed from the living God in this country, your enemy would be writing in their papers how they are to be afraid of you, not how you're to be afraid of them. I just wanted to share that. The people of the earth will see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. That's why you have been feared across the globe and loved across the globe by both bad and good friends, both evil and righteous people. So you have to do the work. You have to do the homework and figure out what's going on. I'm going to show you some of that stuff. I'm also going to bring you over to America's Best. The conservatives, man, they are the cheerleaders for ISA and Gowdy. And I'm going to play a little audio also from Gowdy for you. And I want to see if anybody catches this little blunder, because what I'm asking both ISA and Gowdy is I'm asking them to show me the money.
Yep.
You know what? It's good that you've been talking big and bad, but let me see something here, Mr. Gowdy. Where's the fruit? I need to know where the fruit's at. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here, friends. But going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, first and foremost, you have the opportunity to win a Joshua MK5. Win a Joshua MK5. Check that out online. Go to the right of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll down just a little bit. Throw your name in that pot and see if it won't be you that wins that beautiful weapon, that Joshua MK5. Also over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I can see a lot of people are spending time on magnifying the crimes of the Muslims. We know that to a disobedient people and to a disobedient nation, and when a nation falls to judgment, the Lord said that you will be the tail and they will be the head. And we're beginning to see that in this country today. And so in saying that, friends, you can go over there and check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. White House Dawah Summit on Countering Jihad Violent Extremism opens with a Muslim prayer. This is in America, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Samantha Jones pledges allegiance, and she means it. Here again is
good
a youth rising up and not bending the knee. Let me tell you something. You don't bow, you don't burn. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have a comedian who blows gun grabbers away about Second Amendment. Boy, that's another conversation. Just had a conversation yesterday with a liberal sick mind. And it was interesting because I was working with this guy, and then all of a sudden he said, you know, I just didn't want to have a conversation concerning politics with you, Bradley. And I said, well, why is that? I said, does politics divide? Politics is the science of government, and science is the study of what? Creation. And I'm just sitting here saying to myself, well, why would we be divided if you're with or you're for God and you're walking the walk that you profess that you do? Then why would you have a problem with anything I say, especially in America, because this is a Christian nation? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, then we started to talk about the gun issue. He brought it up and he said, who's trying to take away your guns? And I said to him, I said, really? Is your head like in the sand, dude, or where are you at? I said, bro, you need to really open your eyes as to what's going on, because you have an administration during a time of terror trying to disarm the American people along with those supposed terrorist ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Why? What don't you understand? Oh, ISIS, 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 man. ISIS is this, ISIS is that. I said, can I ask you something, bro? I said, who does terror work for? How come your government is standing back, allotting these created terrorists to do the things that they're doing, and yet they're the ones asking you to give up your rights to a centralized power worldwide, namely through the UN? I didn't know that that was government's purpose. So I said, who's winning out of the use of terror? Oh, boy, his face got red. He didn't want to talk anymore. I said, you are afraid of an enemy that has been created to upend sovereignties worldwide to give power and a centralized power to the UN. That's all. Are you telling me all the governments in the world couldn't come together and squash out ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any other created or contrived political battering ram that they may so choose? And isn't it interesting how we get on the front page of the paper, all these Coptic Christians lined up on the shore, ready to be beheaded, and they sit there and they allow them to do it. Why are they promoting fear? Why is the state-controlled media behind all this fear, friends? Am I to play stupid with the rest of America that falls for this stuff? I mean, really? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, brother of brothers beheaded by Islamic State prays, dear God, please open their eyes to be saved. And yet when I go into Scripture, friends, I can't find where we're to capitulate. I see where God rebukes the people of God for capitulating in the face of what's going on. But I don't understand why the American people are falling for what's going on, because America is not born of the spirit of fear. We're born of the power and the sound mind. We haven't been given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. But yet here we are in America. Also on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to get to that in just a couple more minutes, friends. Chris Kyle's murder and psychotropic drugs. You might want to check that out and see the link between dangerous psychotropic drugs and high-profile crimes, road rage, kids walking into public schools and shooting up their teachers and their friends and their families and their classmates. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Texas governor sticks it to gun-grabbing moms, demands actions, will sign open carry into law. 45th state. Folks, you've never lost the right. You've never lost the right to bear arms. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Pharmacist makes incredible shot to stop would-be robber. Check out the video, friends. You want to talk about a calm, steady hand that dealt with the issue the way it needed to be dealt with.
Hi, this is Dr. Noel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Incompetent State Department's Maria Harf defends jobs for ISIS comments unsuccessfully after Twitter beatdown. Remember, she said we need to help the terrorists. We need to get them jobs. This is your administration, friends. Huh. Wow, that's pretty weird. Obama's Islam, this is sonsoflibertymedia.com, countering Islamophobia summit. We are not at war with Islam. No, Islam's at war with you.
That's right.
Interestingly enough, I'll give you one more. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, three American journalists die within 24 hours, one immediately after interviewing Edward Snowden. Huh, man, this is starting to sound familiar. Yeah? Getting a little weird out there in America, isn't it? Huh. What could possibly be going on? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They're the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, said Mr. Karl Dönitz, General Admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. Whoa, wait a second. Mr. Dönitz can blame the politicians all he wants to, but 80 million people had a lot of those representatives to bring him into the war in the first place. Remember what I said during the first segment, friends? Had the American people, had these countries stayed their hold and clave unto their God, the enemies of righteousness would be in fear, and that's where the fear belongs in the first place. See, we fear the Lord. We depart from evil. That's why those corrupt politicians hate righteous people. That's why they're trying to demonize Christians worldwide, are not? These created political battering rams, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and ISIL and whatever they want to name them. Boy, that's interesting. It's all aimed at the Christian faith. Is anybody putting two and two together here yet? Or just received an article today that after a ruling, said one of our finest patriots in America, talking about how, well, spreading fear is what she's doing, talking about how after the ruling in June comes forth concerning homosexuality, you know, of course we have none other than our friend sitting on the bench that's never judged a case a day in her life, who's known for queerifying Harvard.
Alina Kagan.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also known for attacking our military. And she's sitting on the bench. She never judged the case a day in her life. And the American people, well, no, they're just taken for face value.
Yeah.
But this article goes as follows, that they're going to criminalize Christians in June of this year. Really? Wait, the Christians are being criminalized because they're not magnifying the law of God towards those that are committing the crimes. See how there is no in-between? It's either one or the other. It's either one or the other. But I do want to just go off this thought just for a couple moments. America's leaders have allowed stealth jihadists, Al-Qaeda terrorists, and ISIS to grow stronger before and after 9/11. We're also being told now, friends, that there's over 50 terrorist groups across the United States of America. Well, over 60,000 people in each city are packing the arenas watching the next football game. Why do we have homegrown terrorists in America? Why do we have a criminal administration attacking us on a daily basis? Oh, Bradley, come on, man. You know, just quit being so hard on me. No, quit being so hard on our posterity by leaving off your duty. Did you hear what I said? Quit being so hard on our posterity. They've got enough on their backs. They've already been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. You're either going to grow up, your kids are, and they're going to either curse you or they're going to bless you. That's up to you, not up to me. Speaking of our representatives in this country that everybody's complaining about, and I want to show you how this has been going on for a long time. In 2007, George W. Bush visited the Islamic Center of Washington to rededicate the mosque on its 50th anniversary. On its 50th anniversary, friends. And I want you to hear this.
Your constant concern
as it rolls out
has been shown there through your various visits in both difficult
2007. This is President George Bush. I want you to hear what he has to say. He's being
on the center's 50th anniversary.
Lavished with praise from an imam. Listen carefully. 2007.
Imam, thank you very much.
Imam, thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting me. I bring my personal respect to you, sir.
My personal respect to you, sir.
I do want to thank the governors of the Islamic Center. I welcome the ambassadors. Thank you all for coming. I appreciate other distinguished guests who are here. It is an honor to join you at this rededication ceremony. As Imam mentioned, half a century has passed since one of our great leaders welcomed the Islamic Center into our nation's family of faith. Now, dedicating this site, President Dwight D. Eisenhower offered America's hand in friendship to Muslims around the world. He asked that together we commit ourselves to peaceful progress of all men under one God.
Okay, just for the sake of time, folks, this goes on for 13 minutes. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch the whole video. But did you hear what he said? Under one God.
Yeah. Yep.
Under one God. This has been going on for a long time. Eisenhower's also the one that was responsible for implementing into the education curriculum, friends, none other than evolution. So these are the people that the American people have sat back and allotted to upend their Christian heritage. It's not just under Barack Hussein Obama. This, with Barack Hussein Obama, is just coming to a head as to what has been in the works for years.
Right.
Okay? And most people have not paid attention to that.
Yeah, and when he's saying, you know, under one God, listen, sorry, but the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not the same God of the Muslims. When people say, I don't like when people say this general, like, God, like, whoever God is for you, God is, you know, your God, how you want him to be, God is my God, how I want him to be. No, we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's why people don't like the name of Jesus.
All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ.
And it's not the same God. We do not serve the same. Look at the fruit of the individuals. Look at the fruit of the Muslims, of what we're seeing here today. Look at the fruit of Christians. What did Jesus teach? Live peaceably with all men, if at all possible. He speaks with love, joy, peace, all those fruits of the Spirit. Look at a true Christian. I'm not talking about hypocrisy. I'm not talking about, you know, Christians who claim to serve Christ and really don't. Look at the fruit of what Jesus taught and the fruit of true Christians compared to those who serve, you know, what we're seeing with ISIS and all these different things out there. We have to understand that when people say there's one God, yeah, you're right, there is one God, but that does not mean that everyone that says they serve God really serves the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning,
see,
the end, the first, and the last.
But keep in mind, this is what's important for people to understand. Coexist will never exist, friends.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't work that way. It's a lie, and it's a lie straight from the pits of hell. But people also need to understand that it's not just baby Barack that's the bad guy here. And it's not just George W. Bush that's the bad guy. And it's not just Clinton and then Daddy Bush. And then going back to Reagan, I know everybody thinks Reagan was all that in a bag of chips. You might want to do your homework there as well, friends. Not saying he was all that bad, but he did a lot of the stuff that we complain about today, friends. And then we can go back to Johnson. We can go to Nixon, we can go to Ford, we can go all the way back to Kennedy, you know, and then we go back to Eisenhower, and then we go to Truman, or whatever order that may be, friends, okay? This has been going on for a long time. The more people depart from God, the wider the gate to hell is open on the people that allow it to be opened upon themselves.
That's right. And I want to make this point when you were talking earlier about this discussion you were having with this liberal man, when he said no one's taking away our guns. The point is there's these encroachments that keep happening little by little. First it's registrations. First it's registration, then it's this, then you can't have certain types of rifles, then these, you know, things. So you have to understand, you know, they're not going to show up with a pitchfork and horns at your front door and rip your guns away from you. These things happen, as you mentioning, over time, little by little, doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, these things have been compromised and let go because the people have let them go. And then when we look at our posterity in the future, what are they going to have to deal with?
Yeah, well, here we have it. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Karl Dönitz, he was an admiral and would be Führer after, or you can call him Führer, whatever you want to call him, friends, after Hitler. He blamed the politicians. And I'm going to talk about that in just a couple more minutes. But I want to highlight this real quick. When we go to ISA, or ISA, Daryl ISA, Daryl ISA, whatever you want to call him, friends, and you go to Trey Gowdy, I was just on an interview. I did three interviews yesterday, and someone is bringing these guys up. And I said, you know what? Yeah, they know how to talk the talk, don't they? I said, but show me the money. I said, what happened to Benghazi? What happened to Fast and Furious? What happened to the IRS targeting of Christians? But yet we see Gowdy up there blowing the horn the way that he should be, but we don't see any action. We don't see any resolve. What's going on? I'm going to play some audio right when I get back.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's an older video, probably. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to get over to ISA in Gowdy. Hey, folks, I want to let you know, too, that tyrants will be tyrants from policy, or kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. So that old saying comes back in again that they'll do whatever you let them get away with. I want you to hear ISA, or not ISA, I'm sorry, but Gowdy, you know, the guy that always says the right things, but you never hear of the resolve, nor do you ever see the resolve. But you have the conservatives and the right wingers, as they would call them, blowing his horn. Oh, he says great stuff, but I'm just kind of curious to know who these guys are working for, because there's never any resolve. Have you thought about that? Show me the money, Gowdy. Show me the money, ISA. You talk big, but once you get in the ring, you get knocked out, if you even get in the ring. And I think that's where people are delusional. I think that's where people are deceived. They talk big and bad, but they never step into the ring. So always these preliminary hearings. It never actually goes to, you know, where it matters the most, where judgment is pronounced against the crimes that are committed against we the people, and those that are committing the crimes against we the people are never dealt with lawfully. For some reason, they just keep getting a free pass, and the can gets kicked down the road another month and another year and another 5 years and another 10 years, and America loses more liberties, and America's trying to figure out what the problem is. I'm going to show you exactly what I'm talking about. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully.
Obama announce one of the largest extra-constitutional power grabs ever by a chief executive. He declared unilaterally that almost 5 million undocumented aliens will receive deferred action under some newfangled definition of prosecutorial discretion. Madam,
did anybody catch that?
Yeah.
Did anybody catch that? 1-866-233-0747. Why is he using President Barack Hussein Obama's talking points? They're not undocumented aliens. They're illegal aliens. Why is Trey Gowdy using Barack Hussein Obama's talking points? Undocumented aliens? No, friends. Illegal aliens. They are here illegally. But here we have the best that America has to offer. Or so you think. Says all the right things. But boy, he's talking the same way, in the same direction that Barack Hussein Obama is.
Not only escaping consequences, he has decided to bestow benefits such as work authorization and immigration benefits. This, Madam Speaker, despite the fact that the very same president over 20 different times
20?
Said he lacked the power to do what he just did. And he repeatedly said he's not a king. Now, Madam Speaker, his position may have changed after the election, I hasten to add, but the Constitution has not. That document is clear, time-tested, and true, and it says that this body passes laws, and it is the responsibility of the chief executive, Madam Speaker, to make sure that those laws are faithfully enforced. If this president's unilateral, extra-constitutional acts are not stopped, Madam Speaker, future presidents will no doubt expand that power,
kicking the can down
the executive
road
branch, and threaten the constitutional equilibrium. But, Madam Speaker, this is not a fight between Republicans and Democrats. It's not even a fight.
So now the grown-ups are debating back and forth behind Gowdy. Listen carefully. Folks, he's using the same talking points.
I ask the members to take the conversations off the floor.
If he hasn't, and if he isn't diverting, friends, then where is the justice that America has been waiting for years concerning going all the way back to Fast and Furious?
It's not a fight between Republicans and Democrats. It's not even a fight over immigration reform. This is a fight over whether this branch of government will ever find the courage to stand up for itself. The same document.
But they all sit there, don't they? All clapping, friends. These are your representatives here. All clapping in agreement.
The same document that this and all presidents swears to defend gives this body certain tools. Tools like the power of the purse. And it's about damn time we use that tool. So I would ask you to oppose this motion to recommit, support the underlying bill, and I would yield back my time.
Wow, that's great, man. I'm all for you. I'm all for you, Gowdy. Just kind of curious to know why you call them undocumented aliens when they're illegally here. If not this president, then another president? What, justice delayed is no justice at all. And see, this is why corruption in government, friends, or in any other capacity or demographic or institution that we have in this country does what they do, because they know that as long as the can is kicked down the road through diversion, just like Gowdy brought forth here just a couple minutes ago, they're going to go ahead and do it. That's how you add strength to tyranny, and that's exactly what's going on. I just want to go back. This is not one of 20, and now I understand what Gowdy was just saying there, so do forgive me. But do keep in mind, this is the administration that has violated the United States Constitution over 900 times. They are transgressing the Constitution. That means when the cop tells you to pull over, this administration is giving the cop, you, the people that they serve, the finger. That's transgressing. That's what these people are doing.
Yeah, and the point...
Over 900 times.
Yeah, and when you look at, you know, what he's saying there is, yes, he's saying if we don't stand up, then future presidents are going to only expand this and think that they have the right to do that. But it's a matter of everybody standing up. You know, the lackadaisical attitude amongst the people who want to just put, it's amazing where priority is at. Because you say, you know, you were saying earlier, people say, why are you always so hard on us? No. Why are you being hard on your posterity by not dealing with the problems that your own kids are going to have to deal with because everything else was more important to you than what was the most important thing? And that was securing their future and their liberty.
And what's even worse than that, America, you're paying for your own demise. Everything that you're complaining about, you're paying for it. You're paying for your own demise. Let me go back to this. Carl Dönitz, he was an admiral and a would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Now, on November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice after the fact. And by this time, people do need to understand that Adolf Hitler, according to Time Life magazine, was the man of the year in 1935 in America. And don't forget, friends, that Roosevelt, President Roosevelt, had America calling Joseph Stalin another dictator who killed millions of his own people the way that Adolf Hitler did, or he directed them to kill millions of his own people because he didn't pull the trigger, right? Interestingly enough, President Roosevelt had America calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. Wow. But going back to this, friends, November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice after everything was destroyed and millions of people were killed. Keep in mind, by this time, November 20th, 1945, several countries were already destroyed and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, they lost their lives. Including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, 6 million of them within Germany, by the way, intellectuals and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. That will never happen here. Oh, really? Do keep in mind that less than 3% of the population were behind Adolf Hitler. They laughed at him. They thought he was a joke until he got into power, and then he began to kill off within to be empowered. Now, during the opening of these court proceedings, this is what's interesting. The world watched in horror as in the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals was played. They played the video footage of famished men, starved, women and children starved to death, who were mercilessly shot, starved and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves. And do keep in mind, all because they did not fall in line with Adolf Hitler's ideology. That's it. Oh, by the way, Tim Brown from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, senior editor, just posted Obama blames criticism of Islam for jihadi violence. Just thought I'd interject that thought. Now, during the opening of the court proceedings, it's important to note that the prosecutor said that the first thing he said, friends, was the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Prevention is better than cure, America. And I'll tell you what, I'll bet you a whole lot of people at that time wish they would have been thinking a different way than the way that they've been taught to think, or should I say indoctrinated to think. I mean, just think if they would have actually dealt with the Nazis and those that were perpetuating the crimes. You know what? 50 million people, well, you know, a lot of them would still be here today. 2.5% of the world's population, well, a lot of them would be here today, as would their posterity be here today. You know, 12 million Jews and their posterity and German dissidents and political opposition, those that didn't agree with Adolf Hitler that were murdered by him, and intellectuals, well, they would all still be here today if they would have thought prevention is better than cure. Justice is the guardian of liberty. No, they wanted to dare the justice of a just and a holy God, and they wanted to do it their way. So whenever they got around to it, you know what? You can go ahead and turn your cheeks so far, friends, before, as I've said so many times in the past, God will force you to look the other way and deal with it, either in a blessing or under a curse. I'm going to stay this course, folks. We're talking about how politicians brought the Nazis to power, and they started the war, said Carl Donitz. No, wait a second, friends. Someone allowed those politicians to bring forth the war and the Nazis to power. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Good morning, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pounds Ledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that thought in life to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our nation. Inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, a great delivery system. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Come and shake it.
I really like that guy's voice. Come and take it. Isn't that
very
cool?
Manly, I guess would be the word.
Yeah.
Aggressively manly.
Yes. Going, we're live, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, we just got a phone call during the break. Steph, can you share with us really quick?
Yeah, basically, we had a caller call in, and she's calling from Michigan saying that basically, remember several years ago when Jen Napolitano, the department, issued out, the Homeland Security issued out the fact
former
that...
Former Attorney General.
Yeah, that yeah. the biggest threat to, you know, 2015 are the, you know, right-wing conservatives, basically. Yeah. And Fox News, she was saying, broke
Patriots,
story.
Patriots, Christians, right, right. Conservatives.
Those that, you know, love yeah. God and country and believe we should be bearing arms and don't believe in murdering your own child and things like that.
Right, right.
So she said that...
And that a man should marry a woman and a woman should marry a man.
I mean,
right.
those common sense whack jobs, I mean, I tell you. But anyway, she said that Fox News broke that story last night, that they reissued out that same memo saying that right-wing extremists were the biggest threats 2015.
Okay, wait. So the right-wing extremists are the biggest threat to those that operate in the darkness because we operate in the light.
Right, exactly.
Of course, friends. But we know this, and we are where we're at today because we've allotted it to go this far. So they go ahead and name who they want to name, but the fact of the matter is, We got Tim Brown, senior editor, calling in right now because I want him to explain what you just got done saying. As a matter of fact, we just got an article. We've seen CNN actually promoted that too. Again, friends, here we have less than 1.7% of the population in the state-controlled media trying to demonize anybody that would call this administration for what it is. Okay, I just want you to understand that. Tim, do we have you there?
I'm here.
Tim, we just had somebody call in, and we just talked about this morning, and you explained it very well. And interestingly enough, it was brought forth by Fox News last night that
the Department of Homeland Security, they basically, remember several years ago, and Jen Napolitano issued a memo saying that the biggest threat were right-wing conservatives. And Bradley and I were just mentioning those that love God and country and believe in the Second Amendment and, you know, are for keeping the life and cherishing the life of your own child. Well, she said that Fox News broke the story last night that they issued out the same memo that the radical, you know, what do you want to call them, right-wing conservatives, so on and so forth.
They're labeling American patriot Christians as the real threat, is what we talked about earlier, Tim. And I just wanted you to expound on a little bit as to what you've seen and read concerning what they did just put out concerning those that are the threat in this country.
Yeah, I was reading the article over at WND, and what I came across was they were pointing out some of these the sovereign citizen movement. And, you know, everybody has some fringe elements. I get that. They made an issue out of a father and son who were allegedly linked to some of that, who got out of their cars and shot some police. I guess they just thought they answered to nobody at all. But the majority of stuff I've seen in it, the people are lawful. They go through all the some of them have gone through the channels to remove themselves out of the Social Security system. So they follow the law. I told you about one guy.
Wait a second. So you're talking about sovereign citizens. So this report is getting blurred all the way across the boards. So this is aimed at sovereign citizens, not at patriots, Christians, and or conservatives?
Oh, I'm sure that there's probably those too. I just got in that one particular article, but that's not anything new. We know that the military had some. In fact, I've got the documents online where they labeled the number one terrorist threat was evangelical Christians. That was about 2 or 3 years ago. We had that, and I've still got the documents for that.
Yeah, and that came from the DHS, right?
Well, I think it was actually in the military because I went in a Twitter battle with Muhammad Eleveri, the guy who was the former Homeland Security Advisor. He and I got into it on Twitter one day when he was trying to talk about America being a Christian nation and Islamic compliant constitution and all that stuff. And that was what I was pointing out, and I misspoke on it. I thought it was a Homeland Security thing, and it was a military issue, but let's not play games there. Those guys are intimately tied with one another. They're all under the same branch. And then when they're caught doing what they're caught doing, they say, "Oh, well, it was some flunky we had put that together."
Mm-hmm.
But we all know what they're doing.
Well, they're testing the American people to see how far they can go with it, first and foremost.
Exactly.
And that's where the American people, they just kind of shun it off and think it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. And you have an administration attacking Christians and patriots and conservatives, which are to be one and the same. That's the very fabric of who we are, people. Why are you under attack? And in saying that, I wanted to clarify that because I know that there was, concerning that report that came out, that the right-wing extremists, they're the real threat. Even over ISIS? How does that work, Tim?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen any planes flying in the buildings from any of these groups. I haven't seen mass shootings or beheadings by any of these people either.
Yeah, neither have I. And it never works out for the left-right paradigm concerning the left, does it? Because every time they try to blame the people that are good in this country for something, they're exposed for what they do. But see, here again, the right allows them to get away with the finger-pointing. But are we understanding what they are actually calling for? They are calling for the right to be indicted concerning the crimes that they themselves are committing. And if the right doesn't realize this, you know, the lengths that they're willing to go and deal with them lawfully, Scripture tells us those that mean to do something to you concerning, well, something that they didn't do, and yet they point the finger, you're to do to them what they meant to do to you in judgment.
And Haman comes to mind, doesn't he?
Exactly. Exactly right. But see, again, that's where the American people are leading this off, and that's why we're at today, because America thinks this is some sort of game. But yet you hear all the fear-mongering. You hear all the conservatives or the Christians or the people, well, there's nothing we can do about it, when in fact there's everything you can do about it. And what you have to do is you have to get involved as to what's going on in your country. And this is why they want to silence those people that are actually waking the American people up. Because if they do wake up, they know it's all over for themselves. And that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and we don't want people to go away. I realize that some people are going to read certain things that are put out. And obviously we deal with some things concerning Islam and the corruption of the government and things of this nature. My intention in any of that, anything that I write, and I think even of the people who supply or who contribute to the site, is not to put fear in people's hearts, but it is to warn them of the danger.
That's
and
right.
You know, the scriptures are filled with references to that. If the watchman's on the wall and he doesn't warn the people, then the blood's going to be on him. But if he warns them, then it's on the people's heads.
Yes.
So that's really what that's about. It's not about some people. Again, I said it, and I think you referenced the text, the scripture, where it talks about what God has given us. He's not given us a spirit of fear. And so since he hasn't done that, if you're fearful, then I have to ask, by whose spirit are you led?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. You get the information, and then you respond to it in the right way.
Gotcha. I appreciate it. Tim Brown, Senior Editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out that website, folks. We got to take a break in about a minute here, and what we're going to do is we're going to continue down this road. But what I want to talk about is highlighting more of the statement that Carl Donitz made, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. No, that may be the case, but the people, 80 million people in Germany, allowed them to do that. That's what people need to hear, because they can't get away with what you don't let them get away with. They only get away with whatever you let them get away with. And I'm talking about our representatives. This all sprung from a conversation I had during one of our interviews, friends. I had three interviews yesterday, and we were talking about ISA, and we were talking about Gowdy. And I said, wait a second. They always talk big and bad. But yet, what happened to Fast and Furious, going all the way back to the administration, the beginning of this administration? Where's the justice? Where's the resolve? What about the IRS targeting conservatives and Christians? Where's the justice? Where's the resolve? What about Benghazi? Where's the justice? Where's the resolve? When justice is the guardian of liberty, yet it's these two that get up there, and all their cheerleaders, the conservatives and the right-wingers, as they call them, are sitting there shouting them down. And on the other hand, they're over there watching the football game. And see, folks, what happens is you take them for face value rather than judging them by the fruit that they actually produce. And if they don't have it, guess what? It isn't there to give. Jesus said, "You can do nothing without me." So they can say all the right things, but if the fruit doesn't bear witness to what they say, it's not in them. And that's where we need to take this. Folks, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. No, they didn't. The people in Germany allowed them to do that. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. 50 million people destroyed. Countries destroyed. That was the world population, by the way. 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, 6 million within and 6 million without, intellectuals and others who were exterminated, because 80 million people allowed Adolf Hitler to do what he was doing. And why? Because they feared God no longer. Be right back. Second hour coming up right on the other side of this break.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.